こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語で、バイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。1個目、今週火曜日、スペース X が世界最大の大型ロケットファルコンヘビーの打ち上げに成功しました。イエイ。ファルコンヘビーは 63.8 トンもの運搬能力があり、打ち上げにかかるコストも9000万ドル程度で、他社のロケットと比べるとたった3分の1のコストで倍以上の運搬能力を持っていることになります。今回はファルコンヘビーを打ち上げ、搭載した貨物を地球の公転軌道と火星の公転軌道に接するホーマン軌道上に投入し、さらにロケットを無事に地上に着陸させることができるかを確認するためのテストでした。打ち上げは 50% の確率で失敗する可能性もあったため、貨物にはイーロン・マスク氏の愛車テスラのロードスターが使われ話題となりました。
On Tuesday, SpaceX successfully launched their Falcon Heavy rocket, currently the largest operational rocket in the world. The Falcon Heavy has a payload capacity of 63.8 tons and has a launch cost of just $90 million, offering more than double the payload capacity of its competitors at a third of the cost. The Falcon Heavy launch successfully placed its payload into the Hohmann transfer orbit and tested its ability to safely land the boosters. Because the launch had an estimated 50% probability of failure, the payload used was Elon Musk's own Tesla Roadster.
そう、今回ファルコンヘビーの打ち上げ成功と同じぐらいこのロードスターがあの宇宙に放り投げられてることが注目を浴びてるけど、うん、普通はあれなんだよね、金属のこうただの重りとかを入れていくんだけど、うん、それだとまあつまんないから車にして、で運転席にはあのスペース X が作った宇宙服を着たダミー人形が座ってるっていう、う
ん、Did you watch the...
見た、あの40分番組みたいなの作ったじゃん、スペース X が、あのローンチに合わせて、
うん、
それを見たけど、なんかやっぱさ、
like、4 a.m.
あと生では見てない、起きてから見たけど、あのさ、前からこうスペース X もともと動画作ったりするのすごい上手いじゃん、かっこよくするみたいな、この40分番組のクオリティ見た、これローンチの時のあのクオリティすごくない？あのさ、4人エンジニアが出てきて、まあ、交互にこう中継したりとか、うん、今こういうことが起きていますっていうのをすごい分かりやすく説明してくれるんだけど、
They've gotten a lot better from their earlier launches.
なんかもうエンジニアと思えない、普通にテレビの人みたいなぐらい、
うん、
めちゃくちゃ上手に説明してくれて、
yeah, they always
そこも感動した。
Do that.
ね、すごいよね。
Even for, other projects that they've done, like the Hyperloop or...
でなんかね、2番目あのおじさんが1人いて、ちょっと年配のおじさんと、あと若い男性2人と女性1人だったんだけど、そのうちの1人がすごいイケメンだっていうことで、なんかスペースペイとか言ってすごい話題になってて確かになんかこう自信満々な感じがかっこよかったけどね、でも感動したね、すごい、
yeah.
めっちゃ楽しかった。
Would you, were you jumping up and down or?
I wasn't jumping up and down, but なんかなんだろうね、あのロケットがまず私戻ってくるところがいつも好きじゃん、であれてかまず打ち上げて飛んでいっているところの映像がもう CG にしか思えないっていうかさ、これ本物なんだっていうのが信じられない感じだった、
well, the,
あの映像自体が
The car especially
Yeah.
Yeah. The car in space with planet Earth in the background is by far the weirdest photograph ever taken, ever. And it's the weirdest thing that any of us have ever seen, ever.
イーロン・マスクも言ってたけど、偽物にしか見えない。
Yeah.
すごい、画像もめちゃくちゃ鮮明だから、こうなんて言うんだろう、本物に思えないけど、見てない人のために言うと、こうカメラが運転席向きにねついてるんだよね、車のフロントのところに。
They have several cameras.
そうで、まあ一番多分印象に残ってるのはその運転席向きのカメラで、で、mm. そのダミー人形が映ってて、後ろにでっかく地球が見えてるっていう。で本当にもうむき出しで車が宇宙に放り投げられてるから。で、 あの本当は乗せるはずだった軌道をちょっとオーバーしちゃってるんだよね。だから予定よりももっと遠くに行っちゃう。
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, it's not accidental or anything. It's just they're just going to complete the burn.
But I thought it wasn't on the orbit that they wanted it to be.
I'm sure it's within range of acceptable orbits. I think they were just going to complete the burn until there was no fuel left and see how far they could
right.
get it to go out there.
なんかね、Jupiter の、なんだっけ、そのベルトの方に行っちゃうみたいな。
Oh, towards the asteroid belt?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
そう。
Yeah.
でもすごい、あの、なんだろうね、夢ありすぎ。夢ありすぎだし、みんなのこう、働いてる人たちのエクサイトメントも見てるだけで、それ見てるだけでも結構こっちもテンション上がるみたいな。
Do you wanna、
oh, yeah.
see the video or I guess、
ね、
listen to
そのカウントダウンの時のね、
It's pretty intense. 5, 4, 3,
2, 1.
It's a lot of cheering.
盛り上がってる。
And it was pretty intense the whole time.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, releasing the payload, coming back, and the two boosters landing simultaneously.
Yeah. So, あの打ち上げるだけじゃなくて、まあ今回他にそうやってやることがいっぱいあったから貨物を。投げてでロケットも帰ってこなきゃいけないしで下にこうなんかバーみたいに今何が起きてるかっていうのをこうちゃんと追いかけて、
oh, yeah.
あの表示されてたんだけどだからそれがうまくいくたんびにこうすごい歓声も上がりっていう感じですごかったねそれでちゃんとロケットあの2個ね2機はちゃんと帰ってきてうまく着陸して、mm-hmm. それもすごい感動した
Well, there's three cores and there's a central coreWhich is different than the other two cores. The side boosters are Falcon 9, standard Falcon 9 rockets, but the
right.
central core is a modified one.
Mm.
And the central core goes further out and can't make it back to shore, so they tried to land it on the drone ship, but it ran out of fuel
right.
before it got to the ship. And so I think Elon said in the press conference that it hit the ocean going 300 miles per hour,and destroyed some of the motors on the drone ship. If we get video of that, it will be pretty spectacular.
そうだね。いやでもあの車の宇宙のやつだけでも見てほしい。なんかね、it's really weird, right?
Well, there was the song too.
Oh yeah, そうそうそう。
The David Bowie song.
そうそう、あのデビッド・ボーイの曲がこうループでかかってるんだよね。であの車の何ここナビとか入れるところには Don't panic って書いてあるんだよね
Yeah, the song is A Space Oddity
Right
And do you know where Don't Panic is from? It's from Douglas Adams' Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy
Okay
And supposedly on the cover of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy In Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy It said Don't Panic And that message led to great sales of the book
oh,
in the story.
I see.
But that was, it's a deep message. It's a very deep message. It was praised years later by Arthur C. Clarke as the most important message for mankind.
okay.
Which is don't panic. And,
right. So.
And we've talked about this on the show, but anxiety is inappropriate is the idea and did you see the press conference after the launch
no
it's very interesting
yeah
because Elon is in a very bizarre mood he just can't believe this is happening he's just like he literally said
まあずっとね50対50の確率で普通に失敗して大爆発するかもしれないって自分で言ってたもんね
Yeah, but more than that, I mean, there's a car flying through space.
しかも his own car.
This is way more significant than I think a lot of people realize. This rocket can take people to Mars today, right now. It can. The Falcon Heavy can take a payload like that anywhere in the solar system.
Hmm.
And it's not even as capable as the BFR will be. The rockets are going to get much larger.
Right.
The cost of this launch, around $90 million, means that the number of businesses that can afford to be involved in space has probably increased more than 100-fold. The number of businesses that operate in that range,
right,
rather than, you know, the 500 million range,
it's
completely changes everything.
そうだから今回もこのテスト飛行がテスト打ち上げが終わってないうちからもうすでに契約どんどん取っていて、
mm-hmm.
衛星の打ち上げとか、mm-hmm. それぐらいも。
And it doesn't mean it'll cost 90 million because you can have a primary contractor that has, you know, some equipment in there and they can pay most of it, and then it's like, hey, we have some space left over、mm-hmm. if you want to send your, I don't know, your CubeSat or something and we'll let you jump on board for $5 million、
mm.
And now you can have some much smaller company be able to get involved in space for、
right.
much smaller amounts of money than previously.
私はこの40分番組見てるときに一瞬でもイーロン・マスク映るんじゃないかと思ってたんだけど最後まで映んなかったからあ、それは見せてくれないんだと。
The press conference is good、
okay.
and I think he said a lot of really interesting things.And he seemed blown away by how surreal it was.、
Mm.
And he was like, he was just sitting there and he's like looking around. He's like, I'm tripping balls, man. That's literally what he said. He's like, I'm tripping balls, man. Because it's so surreal. and he was thinking, or he was talking about how, you know, what would extraterrestrials think of this? Why is there this, the most...advanced technological feat ever accomplished by our species is putting a car into space.
Yep.
And so, so if any aliens are paying attention, they're like, this is ridiculous. Like what
why?
Is, we need to go check out that car. It must be a Trojan horse or something.
Made on Earth って書いてるんだよね。
Hmm.
By humans みたいな車に。
Yeah.
It's really cute. 面白いね。さすがですね。今日二人ともスペース X のトレーナー着てるからもう回し物。いつもだから。何にも、そうだね。なんて言うんだろうね。ステマって言われるぐらい本当はなんか関わりたいけど関わり全くないからね。次。先週金曜日、アラブ首長国連邦で世界一長いジップラインがオープンしました。ジュベルジェイス山に設置されたこのジップラインは、うつ伏せの状態で長さ 2.83km を 150km の速さで滑ります。料金は約2万円です。
Last week on Friday, the longest zip line in the world opened in the UAE. The zip line is installed on Jebel Jais Mountain and takes you lying face down.Some 2.83 kilometers at 150 kilometers per hour. It costs 20,000 yen.
めっちゃやりたい。
Yeah. How long does it take? I guess that's a math question.
計算して。計算して自分で。うつ伏せと座っていくやつとあるじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
全然違うんだよね。知ってる？やったこと、どっちもやったことある？
I have not done a zip line. I mean, I've done the ones where you like, what is it, like Tarzan? Like you grab the rope and you fly through the forest.
But you're not strapped in or anything, ってこと?
No.
ただ座るだ、座るっていうか。
Yeah, it's riskier. It's more exciting.
え? いや、絶対ジップラインやったことないなんてあるの?
What's so great? So what is it?
So there's much a fun.
There's a rope, right? A cable, and、
うん、
you.
ただこうケーブルがあってそこ、まあちゃんとベルトとかいろいろつけてシューって滑るだけだけど、
mm.
まあ、大体すごい高さがあるところに設置されてるから、こう本当にうつ伏せだと特にこう飛んでるみたいな、自分が鳥になってるみたいな感じで、で本当に別に何もしないからね、ただこうブラーンってしてればビューってすごい速さで進むっていう。
Is there a technique?
No.
No.
None.
Zero?
、うん、誰でもできるよ。
So if you die, it's not your fault. It's just、some equipment failed.
Exactly.、
Hmm.
Yeah. Well, unless you do something stupid, like grab onto the rope and lose your fingers or something, then it's your fault.
Okay.
But,、
yeah. But you'll probably live even if you burn your...
Lose your finger, yeah.
So...
For sure.
So it feels like... So you've done it.、
うん、
Where?
一番最近はタイ。タイの熱帯雨林。
How many times have you done this?
でも3回とかわかんない。子供の時もあるし。
Hmm.
いろんなとこにあるじゃん。日本にもあるし、海外にもあるし、ハワイとかにもあるし。
Long ones like this?
いや これはギネス記録だからここまで長いのはここしかないけど、mm. でも
They could do longer than this, right?
I don't know.
Can't you just lower a zip line from like the International Space Station or something? Ride that down.
時速出すぎたらさ多分気絶すると思うよ150キロって相当だよね。だからこれはやってみたい。2万円ちょっと高いけどね。
This thrill culture is kind of weird, huh? Like bungee jumping and、skydiving and...
そうだね。
And... Because it's...
人間って可愛いなって思わない?
But there's no... There's... Like we modified the law in order to allow people to put themselves in potentially real danger.
Yeah.
You know?、
うん、
it's like cage diving with sharks.
Yeah.
It's like there are these animals that want to eat you. We're going to put you in this little container and we're going to let them try to eat you, but、mm-hmm. they're not going to get through these steel bars, right? So、mm-hmm. you're...
And you pay for it.
And you pay for it. You pay thousands of dollars.
だから人間って面白いよね。
It's the...
あえて怖いシチュエーションになりたいっていう。
It's closely coupled with that extreme culture. Extreme without an E on the front.、
Mm.
You know, like...Extreme, you know, like yeah, the yeah. What is that? The Red Bull sort of
yeah.
culture.
あのこう鳥人間みたいなやつでしょ。こう、
yeah.
あれ見た最近ずっとあのバイラルになってたあのこのマントでさピューンで飛びながらさ飛行機にさ転がり入るやつ。
Oh yeah, 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 yeah. I saw that.
ああいうのとかね。
That looks way too dangerous.
I know. あれ失敗したら一瞬で首の骨とか折れそうだけど。
So they jumped out of one plane and they went into a different plane, right?
I think so.
And then, so now they're... So they just... Did they stay in that plane and it landed?
I don't know what they did afterwards, but...
Because it's kind of weird, right? To,、mm. to take the plane down if you're like...The highest level skydiver.
あれ結構さ、あれ本当に究極だよね。あのマントのやつ。
Mm-hmm.
だって何にも機材とかなしでさ、あのモモンガみたいなやつ着てるってだけでさ、飛んでるわけじゃん。
It's the opposite of the zip line.
クレイジーの極みだよ。そうだね。
It's all technique.
そうそう。
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The wingsuit thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right?
It's just you.
Yeah, you can sleep on the zip line.If you sleep in the wingsuit, it's done, right?
寝れないと思うけどね。
You could. You could get a record for that.
次。
Longest nap while ziplining.
東京都がネットカフェ利用者の実態を把握するため、222店舗と946人の利用者に調査を行ったところ、オールナイト利用をしている人の4分の1が住居がなく寝泊まりするために利用していると答えており、同様の人が1日あたり4000人に上ると推計されることが分かりました。そのうち男性が 97.5% を占めており、年齢で最も高かったのは30代で 38.6%、次が50代で 28.9% でした。住居を確保するにあたっての問題点として、初期費用の貯蓄がないっていうのが 62.8%、安定収入がないが 33.3%、保証人がいないが 30.9% でした。 47.4% が住居を確保したいが具体的な活動や努力はしていないと答え、一方 24.5% が住居を確保したいと思わないと回答していました。
The city of Tokyo conducted a survey of 222 net cafes and 946 net cafe users and found that one out of four people using the all-night service are homeless, suggesting that there are some 4,000 such people in Japan. Among the respondents, 97.5% were male, with 38.6% of them in their 30s, and the next largest age group in their 50s at 28.9%. When asked why they did not have a home, 62.8% of the respondents said they had insufficient savings, 33.3% said they did not have stable income, and 30.9% said they had no guarantor, while 47.4% said they want a home but were unable to secure one, 24.5% said they did not seek a home.
そう、こういう調査をするのは、東京都がやるのは今回初めてっていうことで、なんだけど、まあ私が若い時だから、要はネットカフェとか漫画喫茶が出てきた時とかのイメージだと、こう終電逃しちゃった人とか、家出した少年少女が、まあ今日帰りたくないとかで泊まるっていうのはあったけど、まあ30代が一番多いで、1日あたり4000人ってなると結構すごいよね。だから日本はこうホームレスが少ない、道であんまり見ないですねってこう褒め言葉として言われたりするけども、単にこういうふうに安価に泊まれるところがラッキーなことにあるっていうだけで、家がない人は意外といっぱいいるっていう。
But it's kind of interesting that, I mean, these people are paying, you know, to use these places, and there is a market for people whoDon't have homes, aren't in a situation to be able to afford a home, but still want a place to stay, you know, in Tokyo. I don't know what they're doing, you know, the rest of their time, but they need somewhere to stay. And if they can pay some kind of flexible daily, I mean, they have drink bar and manga, and
シャワーもあるし。
They have a lot of stuff. Have you stayed in?
あの、
have you done the all night service?
All night もあるかな。まあ高校生とか大学生の時の方が何回か行ってたけど、まあそれこそ終電逃したりとかして、でも最近、去年ぐらいもなんか仕事の合間みたいな、なんかちょっと時間があってそこで仕事しなきゃいけないみたいな時があって、でパソコン持ってなかったからあのインターネットカフェ行ったんだけど、すごいよね。あのそこは女性専用ブースみたいな、女性専用エリアっていうのがあって、なんかこうなんか変なふうに覗かれたりとかその心配がないですよってことだと思うんだけど、あのそこに入ってすごい綺麗だし、飲み物もめっちゃいろんな種類あって飲み放題だし、まあ快適は快適だよね。
It's I like it.
あ、そう、え、行くの？結構行くの？
I used to, but I mean I kind of like that side of Tokyo, you know, the internet cafes and the love hotels, and it's kind of similar, right? Internet cafe and love hotel, like,
そうだね。
It's
同じような
really bad image, but it's 意外と clean and
そうだね。意外と快適みたいな。
Yeah.
ラブホもそうだね。
So is this This must be growing, right? This population, the proportion of people that are living in these places using the all-night service at net cafes is increasing.
まあ増えてるか、まあ今回が初めて調査してるから増えてるか減ってるか分かんないけど、ただ減る要素は特にないから。
But when we went in, you know, in Daigaku to net cafes and stuff, like you wouldn't.I mean, is this noticeable? I guess if you went there now, you wouldn't even notice that these people don't have homes. Like, you wouldn't be able to tell.
わかんないでしょうね。
Right?
わかんないでしょうね。
Because they're there, showering, brushing their teeth, you know,
just like
everyone else.
で、まあ、日雇いの仕事とかしてさ、別に、ね、その分、 ネカフェの分払えれば別に暮らせるっていう。だからこの 24.5% が別に家がいらないって言ってるっていうのも、まあ
next level minimalism。
うん、だから物がそんなに持ってなくてとりあえず服だけあれば、ね、洗濯は別にどこでもやろうと思えばできるし、シャワーも浴びれるから綺麗だしとか。
Don't you meet people like, I mean, I meet a lot of people like that that come through Tokyo and they don't live anywhere. Like, where do you live? Like, oh, I don't have a house. Like, oh, where were you before this? Oh, I was in Thailand for like this. You know, they don't live anywhere and they could leave at any time. And right. They kind of just go around and they just talk to people to try to find connections for some job they can do in this next place. Yeah, yeah. And there's a lot of these. I would say there's way more of those people now than there were, you know, 20 years ago or 10 years ago.
そうね。まあそれはまたちょっと別の話とか、ノマドと呼ばれるような人だよね。
Yeah, but they're homeless.
Right. But I mean, it's not like they don't have money. Like they're forced to be in that situation. It's usually not like that.
A lot of them don't have money. Right?
But it's like, it's not like they chose this lifestyle because they were forced into it. You know what I mean? Like, I know some people who do that, but they were willingly, they wanted it. Mm. It's not like, 気づいたらそういう状態になってたっていうわけじゃないじゃん。
Well, だからその、I think it's kind of both.
例えば、飛行機乗って、タイ行ったり、バリ行ったり、じゃあ今度東京行くかなとか、そういう自由はあるわけで。
Yeah, but I'm not talking about, you know, some banker that retired at 30 and is traveling. I'm talking about people who
right.
just, they don't have that materialistic aspect to their lives at all.
Yeah.
You know, and they are nomads.
Yeah.
And they just want to talk to people and hang out.
まあそれ、うん、ちょっとここで言ってるのとは種類は違うと思うけどね。
Mm. It's kind of, this is, I mean, that's the, you know, I'm going to see the world and find my spiritual side or whatever, but these are people who I think a lot of them, I mean, when you're in that situation, you say, I'm not seeking a home, they're not, we're assuming that a home would improve their life, but that may not necessarily be true.
うん、そうね。あと、日本はこう、最初に引っ越すときに、家賃何ヶ月分とか、敷金、礼金とか、で結構一気に何十万とか払わないといけないから、うん、手持ちがないともう単純に住めないっていうのはあると思うし。男性が 97.5% っていうのもすごいけどね。まあ女性の方がだから家なくてもいいやっていうのは結構危ないから、もうちょっとこう なくてもいいやって思う人自体が少ないのかもしれないけど。
There's also something geographical here with, you know, it being Tokyo. Like, they're in Tokyo. They can't afford a home. But a lot of people can't afford a homeIn Tokyo, even rent. But, you know, there are places in Inaka where you could pay much, much less, but that's a completely different lifestyle.
Mm.
And I think a lot of these people have that choice. Like, you could just move to Inaka, you move out to Onjuku or something and rent an apartment for like 2万 a month, you know, like that's probably an option, but these people, there's some reason why they're in Tokyo, right?
Mm.多分ね。まあだからこれもこの調査も初めてだから、多分東京都もびっくりしたんだと思うし、なんかそこまで細かく分かってないと思うけど。次。
Pornography website Pornhub and image hosting site GiffyCat have banned deepfake pornography or porn content in which a performer's face has been swapped with that of someone else.The videos are being created using software called Fake App, which uses artificial intelligence to generate and match the facial expressions of a target person, usually a celebrity, to that of the original performer, usually a porn actor.
AV 動画サイト大手の Pornhub と GIF 共有サイト GiffyCat が AV に他の有名人の顔を合成するなどして作成されるいわゆるアイコラ動画を禁止しました。こうした動画はフェイクアップなどのソフトウェアで人工知能を使い、元の俳優や女優の顔の表情を読み取り、それと有名人の顔の表情を合わせて合成されます。
見た？
うん。 見たことない。見た？
Oh, they're, 結構すごいの？ They're everywhere. I can't avoid.
結構すごいの？そのクオリティとしては。まあまあ。
They're getting better and better and better. And it's happening quite quickly. And I think at this stage, I saw comparisons of like the progress of this technology. Because it's been, the fake app thing has been around for a while. And at this point, they have, it's indistinguishable from reality pretty much. Yeah.
不自然さがないってこと?
I saw a GIF of Olivia Wilde in some porn GIF. It looks completely real. It reads, it matches. So you give the system, let's say 1,000 different pictures of of some celebrity, right? A bunch of different angles. You can give it video, whatever. And it just needs to see this person's face, make a bunch of different expressions and stuff. And then it'll model the facial structure and the muscular movement and stuff. It doesn't necessarily think of it in those terms, but that's what it's simulating. And then you give it a video to put that face onto. Now it'll analyze the facial movement of the person in that video and put the original person's face on that person's face and match the facial expressions. And that's why it looks so real. But it's far beyond like the Snapchat face swap thing. It's gone, it's gone to some super crazy level.
だからこれ結構さ、なんていうの、広まるとさどうなるのかなって考えたときに、その AV 業界的にはやめてほしいよねきっと。
その
要はさ、そのやめてほしいっていうのは利益とかの問題っていうよりかも、例えばその女優さんとかが自分の顔と名前が売れなければさ、意味ないわけじゃない。そこにさ顔だけ違う有名人のものを貼られちゃうと、その人がやった意味がないというかさ。
Well, there's either demand for it or there isn't. And you know that can be cannibalized by demand for a face swap of a celebrity.
あとなんかリベンジポルノ
とか、 you can't control what people are gonna, you know, do with this stuff. I think the main concern is, so someone could go onto your Facebook or someone's Facebook. There's plenty of images there to construct this sort of model.
Yeah, so I'm not saying that these companies will try to control, you know, people into not doing this. I'm not saying that it's possible. I'm just saying that そのこれがすごいメジャーになるとするじゃん。例えばそっちの方が需要があるとするじゃん。その場合なんかこう AV 女優とかの供給が減りそうじゃない？もうやるのやめようみたいな。
I think so.
とかなんかリベンジポルノとかも、もし本物が流出したとしても、いや別にこれ私じゃないみたいなさ、いや合成でフェイクですって言えるっていう、ある意味プラス面っていうかさ、もうあるよね。
But I think people would be able to analyze and actually determine whether that was the case or not. I mean, if you were a high profile person, you know, it's a bunch of nerds on the internet would analyze it and be like, actually, this is legit. You know, there's still on a fingerprint level, you can tell, but just looking at it, it looks more than natural enough that people would use it as porn material, right? And it's not just, this is happening in the porn industry, but it's not just the porn industry. This technology can be used for a lot of different things. Even this face app is being used for a lot of things that are not porn related. It's just, you know, the porn thing gets the most attention, and probably gets the most use. But there's an example of what it could do where there's, what's his name? Some actor in, what's that movie?
もうどっちもわかんない。
The superhero Avengers.
Okay.
Okay. Superman in the Avengers has a mustache in real life. And this is like a... The movie was like, what, a $300 million...
Right.
Maybe not that much. That sounds absurd. But it's a huge budget movie, right?
Yeah.
And they had to spend a bunch of money to digitally remove this guy's mustache.
Yeah.
Because he was also in this Mission Impossible movie. And the Mission Impossible people were like, hey, we can't digitally add a mustache, so...
そうね、そのヒゲ、スーパーマンのヒゲを消したっていうのは私は見る前に知らなかったのね。だから見た時何も気づかなかったんだけど、分かって見た人はちょっと不自然だったって言ってたのね。でそれと同様にあのスターウォーズでもこう死んじゃった俳優をも戻してきてることがあったりとか、あとはファスト&フューリアスもポール・ウォーカーが途中で死んじゃったから最後ちょっと彼のお兄さんだか弟だかの顔にポール・ウォーカーの顔を合成してるっていう。
Well, the new, or the last Terminator movie, they put Arnold Schwarzenegger in there. But not, you know, 68-year-old, I don't know how old he is, old Arnold Schwarzenegger, but the prime peak Arnold was just loaded in there and it looked totally real.
それ見てないから分かんないけど、スター・ウォーズとポール・ウォーカーに関しては、明らかに不自然だったんだよね。あのスターウォーズなんてもうその人が死んじゃったっていうのは私は知らないで見てたにもかかわらず、なんかこの人顔変だなって思いながら見てたのね。でポールウォーカーも最後の方のシーンだけ合成だったが、そこもなんかわなんか気持ち悪いっていうかすごい違和感と思ったけど、それもだからどんどんこれから改良されていくってなるともうね、死んでようが生きてようがその映画のために演技しようがしてまいが無理やり出せるっていう。
Remember the we talked about this with Aslu, but the Uncanny Valley where robotics trying to look human, we have an Uncanny Valley in humans that are produced by robotsin our media, and it has the same effect that the kind of weird robot thing produces. You know, it's like, oh, was this made by a computer? This looks off.
Yeah, like it's really close, but not quite. っていうのが一番その不気味の谷現象の一番の違和感を感じるポイントだからね。なんかこう全然違ったら違ったで別にそこまで気にならないんだけど、こう本物にすごく近いあまり違うところが目立って気持ち悪く感じちゃうっていう。
Superman had a mustache that whole time. Get out of here.
Was it the whole time though? I thought it was like certain scenes, but. でも私は映画見たけど何にも気づかなかったそれは。
Really, the mustache? I saw a clip of it, of his mustacheless, digitally mustacheless face.
Yeah.
And it looked pretty weird. But I think they selected the worst scenes for his invisible mustache.
あとやっぱそこに注目して見てないじゃん映画を。
No, I do.
Well, if you know that it, no, it happened, you would, but
no, you're right. I don't stare at people's
でしょ?
upper lip.
でしょ? だから全然気づかなかったんだよね。
Yeah, but they used the fake app to remove that mustache in like 10 seconds, and it looks better than it did with that special effects team that they hired for the Avengers movie. And this is something that you can do on your computer at home. You can do this crazy face. I mean, they're putting Nicolas Cage into all these pornos. They're doing crazy, crazy stuff.
Of course they'll on the do internet. That with Nick Cage. Of course it has to be Nick Cage. Oh
Nicolas
my God.
Nicolas Cage.
でもさ、昔も日本で言うこのアイコラってわかる?その、昔は写真だったから、あの裸の写真にアイドルの顔とかをこう合成するのアイコラって言って、まあ、一時期なんか、まあ、それが新しかった頃問題になったりしたんだけど、なんかこうやっぱりそれをちまちまさ家で作ってるなんかその作業をしてる自分みたいな。
You don't see it in your future.
なんか滑稽すぎない。だってその動画とかもさ、まあすごいテクノロジーが発達してるから別に自分がやる作業はそこまでないにしてもよ、なんかこう人工知能にその情報をフィードしてる、しかもそれが好きな女優とかさ、
Well, it's a convenience issue. Pretty soon, you'll open your laptop and you just type in, you know, Skarsgård, and it just immediately throws his face on, you know, to whatever you're watching. And there's nothing weird around the neck. That's what drives me. This person's head is moving around. Stuff is happening. They nailed it. How does the neck look natural? Necks don't even look, they barely look natural in real life.
わかるけど、なんかそのさ、スカルスガード、あの本物だったら見たいけど、なんか違う人に。
You don't know yet. You don't know yet. The way it's going to happen is you click on Skarsgård.And you don't know if it's real or not. And Skarsgård can say that.
But you know it's not real. You know that these Hollywood stars are not starring in porn. So you know it's fake, right?
You'll forget. You'll forget 10 seconds into the video. It's gone.
You think so?
It's gone.
So you can forget it. Like if Jessica Alba's face is on it, like can you just totally forget that it's not real? It's actually not her. And like enjoy it? No way.
The same way that I forget that I'm looking at my computer screen, the same way that you forget everything else that you're holding your own, that you forget, that it's forget, ignore, doesn't matter, that these things are not obstacles to people, you know, flocking to these tools to engage in the fantasies that they want.
I'm talking about you. Like, I'm talking about me. Like,
okay.
You know,
like personally.
I'm sure, like, there are going to be a ton of people who won't give a fuck and just can't enjoy anything.
Yeah.
But, like...自分で考えたときに、なんか例えばメーガン・フォックスが合成されてるポーンを見つけちゃったときに、なんかさ、アイコラの時もそうだったんだけど、その顔だけ裸の体に貼り付けられてる、でその顔の持ち主は全然そんなことされてるっていうのもコントロールもないし、気づいてもないし、知りもしないっていう、なんか気持ち悪さみたいのない？でそれを見てる自分の気持ち悪さみたいな、なんかわかる。
Right. The same way that if you're watching pornography, there's, you know, this person could be hopped up on some crazy drugs and in a horrible situation. You know, there's all kinds of residual considerations to porn that we already look past, that people already completely look past. And I think this will just be thrown on the pile of things thataren't enough resistance to stop the freight train of going to watch porn. Like, I don't necessarily think it's a good thing, but this
good.
this is something that does empower people's imaginations to,
yeah,
or at least satisfy their imagination. You know, if you spend all day, you know, paying attention to Kim Kardashian,and you, all your makeup is Kardashian and your clothes are Kardashian, and now your porn can be, you know, what's interesting is this crossover between like the taboo of the porn industry makes it so that people who are in porn are not really elsewhere, and people who are elsewhere are not really doing porn, right? Like, I mean, Kim Kardashian is the worst example of this.
Yeah, they do both.
But she's like the only, she's like completely destroyed by example. But you know what I mean, right?
Right. Well, I mean, it's a different job.
Because
know?
Now,
it's a job.
Because now people can see anyone in that. Like the Donald Trump face swap porn has been done. The Ivanka face swap porn has been done. The Obama face swap porn has been done. Everyone can be, what is it? Like the emperor wears no clothes. You know, if you just imagine that the president of the United States is standing there giving a speech and you just imagine that he's naked, all of a sudden our entire society is just preposterous.
Right. Yeah, so I guess だからやっぱりそのポーンスターになりたいっていうその需要は減りそうだよね、やっぱり。なんかスペシャル感がないじゃん。ああまさかあの子がこんなことをみたいなのがもうない。だドナルド・トランプのやつだって見れるってなっちゃうとさ、もう別に誰か人がやる必要ってないっていう風になっちゃいそうだよね。
But I think there's kind of
顔も CG で体も CG でいいじゃんみたいな。
There's kind of a rude reality that, you know, the customers are just very impulsive people that are just trying to go in there and jerk off to what they want to jerk off to and get out of there.
インターネットの何割だか忘れたけど何割がポーンっていうさ、もう膨大な量があるのにさ、その膨大な量で満足できないできずにさ、次から次へと新しいものを求めるっていうのもさ、人間の性欲ってすごいよね。
Yeah. How long does it take before, you know, machine learning comes out and then machine learning is used to modify porn? It's very fast.
Yeah.
You know, it's not the paperclip maximizer, it's the porn maximizer, right?
Yeah. It'll use up all the resources on Earth. 次.
Researchers at the Stanford University School of Medicine have discovered that an injection of immune-stimulating agents could activate T cells and eliminate cancer in mice. The method involves injecting micrograms of CpG oligonucleotide, which amplifies the expression of receptor OX40 on the T cells, and an antibody which binds to the OX40 and activates the T cells to target cancer. Study lead Ronald Levy stated the following: Our approach uses a one-time application of very small amounts of two agents to stimulate the immune cells only within the tumor itself. We're attacking specific targets without having to identify exactly what proteins the T cells are recognizing. In the mice, we saw amazing body-wide effects, including the elimination of tumors all over the animal.
スタンフォード大学薬学部の研究で、免疫刺激物質をネズミに注射することで、T 細胞を活性化させ、がんを消滅させることに成功しました。実験では T 細胞の OX40 受容体の発現を増大させる CpG オリゴデオキシヌクレオチドという物質を数ミリグラム注射し、さらに T 細胞を活性化するため OX40 受容体と結合する抗体を注射しました。研究を率いたロナルド・レヴィ氏は以下のように述べています。私たちの手法では悪性腫瘍の中だけで免疫細胞を活性化させるべく、少ない量の物質を2種類1回だけ注射します。 T 細胞が具体的にどのタンパク質を認識しているのかを確認する必要もなく、特定の目標のみを攻撃できるのです。ネズミの実験では全身で素晴らしい効果があり、体のさまざまな部位で悪性腫瘍が消滅するのを確認しました。これはその腫瘍がある部分に注射するってこと？
They inject it directly into the target tumor and they don't want it to it recognizes something about those particular tumor cells. I mean, this is immunotherapy, so basically the information that's being used is information that the body's immune system kind of already has. And so it's like calling up a... There's an interesting difference between this kind of approach and the other approaches to cancer. This is like trying to use something that your body already has that's already capable of putting up some kind of a fight against cancer, but modifying it in a way so that it can be much more effective. And... The implication is that it would tend to produce less negative side effects than something like radiation therapy. You know.
だから体中と言っても、その直接注射できる部分に腫瘍ができている場合ってことだよね。Excuse me.
So it recognizes the cell in that particular tumor, and once it's done with that tumor, those your immune system takes that out to the rest of your body and recognizes any other places in your body where that particular tumor signature has metastasized. And so it actually destroys all of the cancerous cells of that particular type throughout the body, at least in mice.
これこのままうまくいくといいね。
It's getting fairly well along. This is... probably one of the most promising cancer treatments that's coming out right now. And I think they're doing human trials now. They've changed the regulations in the States.
Wait, they're doing human trials now?
They're starting trials with this.
Already?
I don't know in this particular methodology, but the OX40 and TLR-9. They do have trials right okay. now. But I think it's still like phase one, phase two.
Oh, okay.
So it's not necessarily safe. Mm. But they're changing the regulations in the States quite dramatically, or have recently, with this new guy running the FDA, and they're deregulating it. And Trump just announced recently that they're going to get even more aggressive with it, something called right to try. So if you are confirmed diagnosed with something that's terminal, they will give you access to many more treatments than previously possible.
それ本当日本でもやってほしいよね。
It's gonna get fucking crazy in America with this. Like people are saying, I mean, I was just reading about it from different specialists in these areas, but they're saying that the regulatory environment is gonna be much different, and this right to try thing is. There's gonna be some horror stories, but.
Yeah, but
if you're terminal, there's a shitload of people that have terminal cancer that yeah, aren't allowed to try things that could work.
そう、なんか多分何回も言ったことあるけど、要はもう自己責任にしてもらって、ウェイバーさえサインすれば、もう試すことだけはできるっていう風にしてくれれば、yeah. だって結局今だって、まあ、それでね失敗して変なことになる可能性もあるけど、それは本人がちゃんと認識してればいいだけの話で、今だってこう。がんが治りますみたいななんか変な怪しいさ治療をしたりとか、うん、こう抗がん剤は絶対使わない方がいいとか言ってるこう偽医者みたいな人とかがいっぱいいてさそれに手を出して死んじゃう人もいるぐらいなんだからそういう方に手を出すよりかはもうちょっとプロミシングなんだけどまだちょっと 100% 安全ですっていうのは分からないけど試したいなら試しますかってさちゃんとモニターされてる状況でやれるっていう方がもう全然医学的にも意味もあるし。
I mean, I don't know if this is, you know, officially passed or whatever, but Trump was speaking pretty adamantly about this recently. There is a lot of political resistance to it, but because they've kind of built up to this place of not letting things come out at all for years and years and years because of the regulation, but this right to try thing is like, you know, if you know you're gonna die. In a year or 5 years or something,
yeah.
Whenever, you at least have a choice. I mean, they're not going to force you to try it.
So, but, それを試してみる
the main benefit,
権利はあるじゃん。
If it doesn't work, society in general will still learn a shitload from your sacrifice. And so, if you try something and it kills you, you were going to die anyways, but you did an enormous favor.For the rest of mankind
yeah.
that now knows, or you know, either knows that it works and you survived and this is a fucking miracle,
yeah, yeah.
or it doesn't work and we need to move on and try other things. Stop wasting resources on it.
そうそう。しかもやっぱりこう治験に入ってからも何年かね承認されるまでには時間かかったりとかして、mm-hmm. 本当に末期の人からするともうその何年を待ってられないわけじゃん。
Mm-hmm.
だったらもう何か問題が起きてもいいからとにかくウェイバーだけサインしたらできるっていう風にはしてほしいよね。本当にそれを試す権利もないっていう風になっちゃうとさ選択肢もないってなるとこの世界の中でその治るかもしれない方法はもうあるのに存在してるのにそれにアクセスできないってなっちゃうと
I think this is great for innovation、
うん、
and innovation is great for people's health、
うん、
andI don't see anything bad about it at all.
Because
people just leave the country. If you say like, oh, you can't try this thing or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They'll just go to, you know, Belize and get it done there or whatever.
そうだから日本でもこう末期がんの人がタイマーを使っててこう捕まっちゃってそれを取り上げられちゃってこう症状が悪化して国を訴えてる間に今亡くなっちゃったからその裁判の判決も出す必要もなくそのまま終わっちゃったっていうのはあったけどそれも別にさもう末期でもう時間が少ないわけだからその人からその痛みとかが改善されてるものを取り上げるっていうことの社会的意義はどこにあるのかっていうそれによって社会がどういう恩恵を受けるのかって考えた時にないと思うんだよね別にだからその個人の権利っていうかさ何かを試す権利
If you've I mean, I can't imagine feeling like, you know, I can't imagine knowing that I was going to die soon, but, you know, rules and all this stuff, just society in general just seems like a fucking joke when your life really comes
down to it. 本当にそれが自分ってなった時にね、本当になんか藁にもすがる思いというかさ、何でもいいから試したいっていう人はいっぱいいるわけで、それをなんか国によって阻害されてるとか、国のルールで奪われてるとかってなっちゃうと、だから承認プロセスに時間がかかってても、本当はできてるんだけどもらえないとかさ、っていうのは確かに改善してほしいよね。
I mean, the mice aren't human, you know?
Yeah.
And so we don't know, you know, this isn't fully in the bag, but they're pretty close, you know? And that's the only...
そうだね、結構なんかこういう話してると、なんかいやでもネズミと人間全然違うで、それは本当にそうなんだけど、ただネズミで絶対にできないってなっちゃうと、人間でも逆にじゃあできないじゃないってなっちゃうから、
the specifics are more likely to be different than the fundamentals. If you can do this in a mouse, I think in terms of the principles, it should be fairly sound for humans.
Yeah.
But whether that specific treatment will produceyou know, some kind of unintended effects in humans, we don't really know, because there's differences in how the receptors behave and little things like that.
楽天の三木谷さんのやつもね、アメリカの FDA のファストトラックに乗せてもらってるから、もう猛スピードでできるだけ早くみたいな感じで、日本でも多分、まあなるべく早くっていう方向にはなってると思うけど、
There's so much crazy medical stuff that's come out recently. And most people have no idea about most of the stuff, but they're just the way they're regenerating people's joints and stuff now. Like, so many of the operations that our parents' generation had are gone. They don't exist. They don't do that stuff. You know?
そうね、その周知っていう、なんか知見とかもさ、アメリカだと普通にググると出てくるんだけど、こういう知見やってます。みたいなとか。
You can go to clinicaltrials.gov and they will have a list of all trials.
すごい分かりやすい。そう、すごい分かりやすいんだけど、日本はね、なんかすごい分かりにくいんだよね。だからどこで今どういう治験やって、どういう今募集してるのがどれぐらいあって、自分がそれに当てはまってるのかどうかとか、あとその自分の主治医がそれをもちろん把握してるわけじゃないから、自分から聞かないと分かんないし、自分が聞いてもそのお医者さんが分かってないとなんかないことになってたりとかして、なんとなくこうだ、そこの情報の部分がなんか残念なことになってるよね。次。
According to research published in the Journal of Geology, the fragments of a 100 kilometer wide comet impacted the Earth 12,800 years agoSetting large portions of the Earth on fire and sending the Earth into a minor ice age known as the Younger Dryas. They analyzed samples from 170 sites, which they found contained anomalous concentrations of platinum and indicators of biomass burning. Samples from Antarctica suggested that the Younger Dryas coincided with the incineration of 10 million square kilometers, or 9% of Earth's terrestrial biomass.It is also believed to have caused megafaunal extinctions and human population declines, as well as cultural and religious shifts.
10 million square kilometers, or なのこれ?
Yeah, 10 million square kilometers would be 9% of Earth's terrestrial biomass.
Because you wrote of...
Sorry, typo.
次。次じゃない学会誌 Journal of Geology に掲載された研究で、12,800年前、横幅 100km にわたる彗星の断片が地球に直撃し、地球上で大規模な火災が発生して、それがシンドリアス期と呼ばれる氷河期を引き起こす原因となっていたことが分かりました。チームは170箇所のサンプルを分析し、プラチナの変則的な濃縮と有機物質が燃えたことを示す証拠を見つけました。南極のサンプルからは、シンドリアス期と同時に地球上の有機物量の 9% または1000 万平方キロメートルにわたって燃えていたことも分かりました。大型動物の絶滅や人類に関しては人口が減少したほか文化や宗教にも影響を受けていました。
Yep.
1000万平方キロメートルってどんぐらい？
A lot. I mean, this was, I mean, of, that's 9% of Earth's terrestrial biomass, right? So basically, the forests, the animals, the mammoths, the all the living things on Earth, huge numbers of them were killed by this cataclysmic impact. The significance of this, I mean, this has been in just very hotly debated the last few years. Because it has major implications for human history. And this event probably has greater implications for human history than almost any other event that we can identify. Because our record kind of starts just after this impact. And we don't really have much before that. And one of the oldest sites we have is Göbekli Tepe, which is dated to 12,000 years ago, somewhere like 1,000 years, 800 years after this impact occurred. Well, this impact resulted in an ice age that lasted over 1,000 years. The Earth was cold for like 1,200 years after this happened. And these are our recent, fairly recent ancestors. I mean, humans emerged like modern anatomically modern humans emerged like 200,000 years ago, right? So think about how recent 12,800 years ago is. So they're starting to tie a lot of the material that ancient peoples wrote to this event. And this is also the basis for the whole Graham Hancock, Ancient Aliens, Giorgio Tsakalos, the whole Randall Carlson, I think, did a lot of research on this subject. So the idea is that we were advanced. A comet hit Earth 12,800 years ago and set us back very far back. And that explains a lot of the weird anomalies in his, well, what are considered anomalies, like our technology getting worse over time and stuff like that.
それ本当だといいな。ちなみに1000万平方キロメートルが全然想像できないから見たら、日本は37万平方キロメートル。だから、まあ相当だよね。
Yeah. Yeah. And the sea levels were much different then as well.
そかそかそか。
And you know, people still talk about Atlantis, you know, and people are like, you know the story of Atlantis, right?
ね、1000万平方キロメートルってほぼカナダだって。カナダ全部がもう燃えてなくなるぐらい。
Well, it's probably, yeah, at least that. I mean, the entire North American continent was basically burned off for sure. And there's a lot of this paper is confirming something or reinforcing a theory that is not accepted at all by mainstream geologists.
Yes.
I mean, it's not. And yes. And people who have been arguing this, it was also called like the Clovis impact theory, but people have been arguing that this happened because they tie it into all these biblical records and they try to say that there's all these ancient stories. Basically, if you look at the stories of ancient civilizations and you try to triangulate what they're telling us, they describe an event like this around this time period. And that's how people like Graham Hancock came to that conclusion, not by looking at geology, but just by reading what people wrote.
Right, right.
So...
Yeah, you see people. It's not bullshit.
Well, I mean, I'm sure the debate will continue.
Aliens were enslaving us, and that's how we made pyramids.
Think about the story of how we really got here, you know, from the very beginning, let's say, like 50,000 years ago, the first people were starting to really think.
Yeah.
And they made cave paintings, one of the first things we did. Art. We started to develop language. We had fish hooks. 40,000 years ago, people were fishing. This is fairly intelligent behavior. And then we didn't even have agriculture until after Göbekli Tepe. And so some people have speculated that this impact is related to our development of agriculture.
Hmm.
And our all these apocalyptic stories that we have from these ancient societies, people think that they were inherited from this event. Because everyone that's alive today, everyone, is a descendant of people that lived through literally the apocalypse. Like, this is as apocalyptic as it can possibly get.
Yeah.
And they lived through this, and they tried to write it down, and they tried to preserve it. But this also happened right at the very beginning of when people were starting to write shit down. So it was not well preserved.
Mm.
So it's kind of interesting to see, because you can't write off what these, you can't ignore what all these ancient civilizations, they wouldn't say this shit for no reason. Maybe they're partly delusional, but there has to be some truth in somewhere in what all of them have been saying about what happened a long time ago.
Yeah.
And the idea that we would not know, as advanced as we are, as many iPhones as we have produced, to not recognize what might have been one of the most important stories ever told by human beings, you know. So the authors of this paper talk about, I think it was the authors of this paper, but the possibility that interest in astronomy came from this event. And they started, the reason why they started obsessing over constellations and stars and comets, because this thing came out of the sky and it coincided with the appearance of a comet which wasn't in the sky before.
Mm.
So they understood that the appearance of a comet in the sky could be a sign that, you know, all hell's gonna break loose.
Right, right.
And so, like, this Graham Hancock guy, and he believes that there's this torrid meteor stream. There's like a stream of cometary debris that the Earth passes through on a periodic basis, and that the ancient civilizations figured this out. And so they tried to tell us when we'll pass through it and that we need to prepare before we pass through the next one, because it'll, if we get hit by a bunch of comet fragments again, it's not good.
We need to get the hell out of here with the Falcon Heavy.
I guess so.
By Earth.
I was thinking about how many generations ago this was. Like, how many grandparents? Like, my great-great-great. Like, how many great-grandparents back is it?
Yeah.
And it's 384.
Hmm. That's a lot.
It's not that many, though, right?
I think it depends on...
Because that's just,
I mean,
one.
It's 300, totally subjective.
It's 384 generations.
Yeah.
To get back to 12,800 years ago.
いやなんかさ、なんでそう思うかっていうと、この間なんか昭和天皇が、なんかのイベントがあって、こう移動しなくちゃいけないみたいな、なんかことがあって、戦後で、それを警備してる人がこう先導しなきゃいけないわけじゃん、
mm-hmm.
でその人が緊張しすぎて道を間違えちゃったんだって、
mm-hmm.
でそのことをこうあまりにも責任重大だから、
mm-hmm.
刀で喉を刺して自殺しようとしたみたいな、で結局でもその人は助かって死にはしなかったんだけど、まあ喋れなくなっちゃった。その時にこう世論的にはこうよくぞちゃんと責任を取りましたねみたいな でそういう話とか聞くといつの話だよと思うけど、昭和天皇だからうちら昭和生まれじゃん、
yeah.
だからそのうちらが生まれた時はまだもちろん昭和天皇は生きていったわけでさ、そういう時代にもう自分も生まれてたし、ね、親とかおばあちゃんももちろんその時代生きてたわけって考えると、なんかもう一世代でも二世代でもすごいじゃん差が。
Yeah, well, like,
っていうのをちょうど考えてた時だから、その300何十世代って言われるともうすごいなって思っちゃっただけ。考えようによっては少ないねって言えるんだけど、ちょうどその昭和天皇のことが頭にあったから、
yeah. I mean, we're talking about asteroid impact, you know, we're talking about something that, you know, if, so you're in one generation, right? So less than 400 generations ago, this planet was getting hit by a meteor. So what are the odds that you'll get hit by a meteor? How often does this happen? Is it one in 400? You know, what is it? It's not... We don't know. It doesn't seem that negligible, but but it's interesting to think how it may have shaped, you know, our religions and our stories and and who we are today. If clearly, if this hadn't hit Earth, this would be a completely different world right now. Completely different universe for sure.
はい。文字起こしのテキストは iPhone、Mac、iPad。Android のバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできますので試してみてください。最初の1話目から3話目は無料で、月額240円で全部読み放題っていう月額激安プランもありますので試してみてください。マイケルが何言ってたか分かんなかったなっていうところを確認するとか、ちょっと単語を増やしたいなみたいな人とかにはぜひおすすめです。月額のプランに入ってもらうと、リーディング練習用のエッセイも読めますので、ぜひ。
You just released a new one.
あ、そうだね。歌詞和訳解説シリーズ2個目。
What was it called? It's what is it? The title?
Meant to be っていうね、なんかすごいアメリカ感のある歌。
ありそう。
ちょっとカントリーっぽい感じの。やつたまたまなんか最近ランキングに入ってたから、ちょっと今風のにしてみようかなと思って、
Unlike this.
それを紹介したんだけども、そう、ぜひ歌詞はね結構覚えやすいし、一緒に歌ってると、使える表現、ナチュラルな表現がいっぱい使われてるから、私は英語勉強するときはすごい洋楽をめっちゃ聞いたんだけど、
It's fun more than anything.
そう、楽しい。そうだから、やっぱ表現とかを丸まま暗記しようとするとなかなか難しいけど、歌の歌詞だとね、なんかこう自然に勝手に覚えられるからすごい便利なんで、ぜひ試してみてください。 Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるのでフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
終わり。
以上です。
はい。
はい。